From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The chair of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says a no-fly zone is now in place over the Libyan rebel stronghold of Benghazi. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, he admits the U.S. and its allies could be in for a long haul.
Although President Obama has said Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi must step down, his ouster is not the official aim of this weekend's military action. Instead, Admiral Mike Mullen tells CNN he expects Gaddafi to face increasing pressure.
He is more and more isolated internationally than he's ever been. There are heavy sanctions which have been put in place, which would include an ability now in the arms embargo to essentially board ships at sea, which is a new, very aggressive part of the United Nations Security Council resolution.
Mullen says the U.S. will work to jam Gaddafi's communications and sever supply lines to his troops, but he admits any political endgame is uncertain. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Muammar Gaddafi's son says the International Coalition Against Libya has it all wrong. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi says the rebels are the enemies.
Simply, you, the Americans and the other Western countries, you are supporting the terrorists and the armed militia. That's it.
The younger Gaddafi appeared on ABC's This Week. Anti-aircraft fire is once again being heard in the Libyan capital. Emergency workers are still trying to restore power to more than a million homes in northeast Japan, one of the hardest hit areas of last week's earthquake and tsunami. NPR's Duali Saikautau reports gas, too, remains a critical problem.
Emergency vehicles continue to operate in Fukushima Prefecture, but because of a gasoline shortage, many cars are off the road. Suda Katsuhiku drives a Datsun in Koriyama City and is in a line miles long waiting to fill up.
How long have you been in this line for gas?
5 hours from 5:30 a.m.
Will you take your family away from here?
If it's getting worse than now, he will go out of Koriyama City.
Many other residents are contemplating the same thing as they monitor developments at the quake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Duahli Saikautau, NPR News, Aizukawa Matsu, Japan.
Fears of radiation are being fueled by new food tests in Japan. The Associated Press is reporting Japanese health officials have found additional types of radiation-tainted vegetables in more places. It follows an announcement yesterday that radiation levels in spinach and milk from the region exceeded government safety limits. Yemen's president, facing a month-long uprising against him, is cleaning house. He fired his entire cabinet today. Ali Abdullah Saleh has already declared a state of emergency for 30 days. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is trying to connect with Brazilian residents as he tours Latin America. Today he received shouts of Obama from children in a Rio slum called City of God. Mr. Obama even kicked around some soccer balls with the children. During talks with Brazil's president, Mr. Obama said he hopes the two nations can strengthen ties. Tibetans across the world are voting for a new leader to take up their struggle against the rule of the Chinese. Rebecca Byerly reports from Dharamsala, India, the home of the Tibetan government in exile, that the election comes as Dalai Lama says he plans to step away from his political role.
The three main contenders for prime minister are secular, non-monks, and have international experience. The frontrunner, Lobsang Sangye, received his doctorate from Harvard Law School. Tenzin Thongdu teaches at Stanford University, and Tashi Wangdi was the Dalai Lama's representative in Brussels, New York, and New Delhi. The Dalai Lama says he will support whichever candidate the people elect and will help guide him when needed. While the results of elections will not be announced till late April, analysts say the Chinese government may be worried this could be part of a greater plan by the Tibetans to run a more political and institutional government without the spiritual leader. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Byerly in Dharamsala, India.
Voting is also underway today in Haiti, where residents are selecting from two very different candidates. One is a former musician, the other a former first lady. They emerged as the top two candidates in a field of 18. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.